USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive winter storm is blanketing the East Coast after battering much of the country this week. Snow is falling from Maine all the way back to Ohio. Rain is falling in cities including Philadelphia, while it's icy throughout Massachusetts. The storm making its way through Texas, where Tom Bamford is traveling, he tells USA Radio News.
I left Marfa, Texas yesterday morning, and it was 17 degrees with a wind chill of zero. When I got to Sanderson, Texas, we were stopped for over an hour and a half. The ice on the road had become so thick, the highway patrol had closed the highway.
President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows America is back at work. The United States adding 467,000 jobs in January. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The House is expected to vote on a bill which would allow the United States to better compete with China on the global stage when it comes to producing semiconductor computer chips. The all-important chips are found in nearly every piece of technology we use, from coffee makers to automobiles, and the global shortage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic spotlighted the fragile nature of the supply chain and the need to drastically increase domestic production. Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes the America Competes Act will help the American economy.
We have a $45 billion support the manufacture and acquisition of critical goods that are essential for our national economy, our national security, and that includes components and products for public health and biological preparedness.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's boycotting the Winter Olympics getting underway in China. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
An NFL team continues to make news for all the wrong reasons.
Former employees of Washington's NFL team pressured Commissioner Roger Goodell in front of Congress to release a report delving into the team's hostile workplace culture, including allegations of sexual harassment. Six former employees spoke before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. One of the six leveled a new complaint against team owner Dan Snyder, saying she was sexually harassed at a team function. Former cheerleader and marketing manager Tiffany Johnston said her invitation to a team dinner was orchestrated by her boss and Dan Snyder to put her in a compromising sexual situation. Johnston said she was later told to keep quiet about it. The league said it will not release the completed report, arguing that doing so would compromise the anonymity of those named in it. The NFL eventually fined the team $10 million, while Dan Snyder's wife, Tanya, temporarily took over the team's day-to-day operations. Dan Snyder apologized for the team's culture but issued a statement denying all allegations against him. Also, the team has now unveiled its new name, the Washington Commanders, after spending all last season known as the Washington Football Team. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.